listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Josh Alper joins us, profootballtalk.com, on the divisional round and now the AFC and the NFC championship games and all things NFL. How are you, Josh?
Great. How are you?
Good. All right. So for a lot of fans out there, they hear the concussion protocol. They kind of figure, okay, just let me know when my favorite player is returning. But this week, that'll probably be more of a spotlight as we wait on the results for Patrick Mahomes. What is the process and how, what's a reasonable timeline to expect a decision on whether he'll play or not?
It's going to be the end of the week. It's not something that he's not going to get cleared on Wednesday and be practicing in full. Shouldn't be anyway. And, you know, it would be, if he's on the field and doing anything at all on Wednesday, Thursday, I think there's a good chance, you know, you'll see him cleared in time to play on Sunday. If he's not practicing and he gets to Friday without having gotten on the field, it becomes, as a practical matter, very difficult because you have to practice in a limited capacity, come back the next day, have no symptoms, be okay, and then, you know, get on the field in a fuller workout and have that go okay before you're going to get cleared through the protocol. So it's multi-days and multi-steps. So it the earlier that he's on the field, the better for him to have a chance of playing.
And certainly Andy Reid has a right to say whatever he wants about it, but we shouldn't really read a lot into what his evaluation is, because this is going to be a long process of rest, light workouts, evaluation, neurological tests, and all those other things that are going to happen for him.
Yes, and Andy Reid has nothing to do with that. It's a process with independent neurologists, and obviously the team's medical staff will be involved. But, you know, what Andy Reid said last night, that Patrick Mahomes was feeling good, and we saw him tweeting, we saw him doing all that stuff. None of that matters, because he could wake up this morning in a completely different state. And we're not going to know that, and you know, I wouldn't expect the Chiefs to be saying, well, he it's really bad, and things look dreadful.
Right.
So I think that, you know, I think everyone wants to see Patrick Mahomes play in this game, and everybody wants to see Patrick Mahomes be healthy, because he's one of the faces of the NFL, and he's, you know, a human being that you want to see not be in concussed and in the state that we saw him when they were taking him off the field on Sunday. But yeah, Andy Reid's opinion is Andy Reid's opinion, and it has very little bearing on what's going to actually happen.
As far as the game against the Browns, and speaking of Andy Reid, that call to go for it on fourth down, a lot of people thought they were going to try to draw the Browns offsides and then punt. Were you surprised that they did go for it out of the gun and throw a pass?
The play call itself a little bit with Chad Henne there, but I'm not surprised by Andy Reid going for it. I think that, you know, we have a very long book on Andy Reid at this point, and he's not someone who, you know, who's going to punt from midfield on fourth when there's only a yard to go. And I mean, it was a short yard at that. I think that would I have expected perhaps a quarterback sneak or something more conventional? Yes. But I mean, when you saw the play that he drew up, you know why they called it. That was almost an indefensible play. And it was just the easiest throw in the world for a quarterback who, you know, Chad Henne's been around a really long time, and they clearly did not drop their confidence in him, you know, just from coming into the game. And even after that awful interception that he threw, they stuck with Chad Henne, and it paid off.
I'm more surprised that Chad Henne ran 14 and a half yards on that third down to set up that fourth down play. That to me was the more shocking. I mean, the guy can't run, and he almost got a first down out of that.
Yeah, it looked like exactly what Patrick Mahomes would have done in the same situation. And that was certainly the most remarkable play of the game. And you know, that's what put it in that position. Andy Reid after the game was saying, you know, they had already talked about what they would do on fourth and short, and they knew they were going for it. And he sort of chuckled and said, I just didn't expect it to get there by Chad running the ball. And that's I think everybody had that same reaction when he took off running, that, you know, disaster was about to strike. And, you know, that's the NFL.
One other aspect from that game, and kind of knowing where how this league works a little bit, there was a national conversation on social media about the fumble through the end zone leading to a touchback, and people saying this is dumb, this is an outrage. I don't know what an answer would be, but do you think the NFL then says, look, maybe we should reevaluate that, or do they stand by their guns and say, you know what, that is what it is? More spotlight on that kind of play.
Yeah, it's a big spotlight on that play, but I feel like this is one. Anytime it happens, it comes up. This is obviously a different kind of situation, but it comes up, and I think that the real problem becomes what the alternative is. I think there has to be a solution that you know speaks to the fact that this guy fumbled the ball. And that, you know, there's some punitive aspect to that. I don't know if the ball goes back to where the play started. But it seems odd that you would give him the ball on the half inch line, you know, just on the footstep of the end zone after he fumbled the ball out of the end zone. And I think that's where the issue really comes up is what would you do instead? I think it feels rotten that it's a turnover, when the other team didn't recover the ball, but it also doesn't feel like it's something that should just go like any other fumble out of bounds. So the NFL may look at it. I would not expect that to be a priority for this offseason, though.
All right, let's go to the Saints and the Buccaneers from last night. And all indications by what we were reading, it looks like Drew Brees has played his final game. Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, it seemed like it. It looked like it. And if you haven't seen the video on social media, there's a he and Tom Brady, you know, well after the game in street clothes with Brees' family running around on the field, his sons and daughter throwing the ball around, and Tom Brady threw a touchdown to one of Brees' kids, and it felt very much like, let me linger in this a little bit longer because this is the last time I'm ever going to feel this way. Maybe that isn't the case, but I think if it wasn't the case, the answers from Sean Payton and Drew Brees would have been a little bit different last night. Sean Payton saying that's a topic for a different press conference makes it sound like that press conference is going to be coming in the next week or so.
All right, let's look ahead to some the championship games coming up this weekend. And obviously the Patrick Mahomes question mark is going to lay heavy on that game and lay heavy on what our thoughts are. But Buffalo, these two playoff wins, a little different than how they ended the regular season, where they were winning by double digits and putting up a lot of points. Are the Bills a different team in this postseason, or is it just some circumstances that have led to some of the limited scoring that they've had?
Yeah, look, you're playing good teams. It was a good Colts defense, and the Ravens defense did a fantastic job on Saturday, and really that, you know, that Taron Johnson interception was the entire game. If Baltimore, even if they settle for a field goal there, I think you're looking at a game that goes down to the final minute, and the Bills probably still pull it out, but you know, you're playing better defenses. You're playing teams that have full books on you. I guarantee the Chiefs have already done a lot of homework. The scouting and analytics department have already looked at the Bills and done a lot of work on it, and you're going to see them taking away the things that the Bills want to do. And whether that, you know, you saw it on Saturday, Stephon Diggs, it's not as easy to get open. It's not as easy to do the things that you want to do. And I think we'll see more of that. And I think you'll also see, though, on the Bills side that, you know, what we've seen from the Chiefs over the, you know, really the whole second half of the season, playing these tight games and not exploding and blowing teams out. I don't think there's reason with or without Mahomes to think that the Chiefs are going to be blowing out the Bills. And it's going to be another one of these tight games that we keep seeing from Kansas City.
Josh, is there anything? I mean, look, the ebb and flow of a season is what it is. Is there anything out of a Week 6 matchup between Tampa Bay and Green Bay that can give us a little indication of what maybe Sunday is?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that how good Tampa's defense was in that game and the performance that they're coming off of, I think you can tie those two things together. And you know, you tie the Washington game there, too. Obviously, a little bit different circumstances. That the Buccaneers defense is capable of playing a overwhelming game and you know, four turnovers and holding the Saints to under 300 yards of offense, that that stuff, I think, is indicative of the defense we saw against Green Bay, and I think that's something you can take away from that. But, I mean, Aaron Rodgers right now looks as locked in as he's ever been, and I think that's, you know, it's a tall order. I think you're looking at a Green Bay team that's better than the one that they played early in the season, but, you know, the Bucs, I think you could say the same. They seem to be peaking as well, so I think it's instructive because you know what the Bucs defense can do. But as we saw, you know, the Saints destroyed the Bucs the last time they played, and it didn't work out for them. So I think, as always, the regular season matchups are instructive and something to look at, but at very, very little predictive basis.
Josh, always good talking to you, my friend. Thank you for joining us on a day after a busy weekend in the NFL. Appreciate it, my friend.
My pleasure.
Josh Alper joining us on our Progressive Guest Line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. All right, what would it mean for Tom Brady and the Buccaneers to go to the Super Bowl? I'll give you a little insight into that coming up next as we continue with Wake Up Call.